Chapter 6. You look awful. What were you up to last night anyway? Barbara Thomas stared at her father. He thought she looked like a tall version of her mother. He winced.
I'm still on Arizona time. It's 5 in the morning there.
Is that why you were so late coming in last night, Dad? 1 o'clock is only 11 your time?
You clocked me in? I don't believe it.
Well, it got late and the brochure said the dinner ended at 10, so I thought...
Actually, it ended at 9:45. At least for me it did. I left early.
So what were you doing from 10:45 till 1?
You sound like a cop I know. Am I under investigation here? If so, you'll have to get in line.
She had been leaning forward over the breakfast table. At this, she sat upright and frowned. I didn't mean anything. I was worried. Forget I said anything. She stood and started to leave the room. I've got to get the kids moving, she said.
Wait. I'm sorry. It's just... I get a lot of that now. Every couple of weeks, Sergeant Ledesma finds me. I can't eat a meal in peace. No matter how hard I try to hide, he pops up. One more question, Frank, he'll say. We're on a first-name basis now, you see, and always it's a game. Will I say something that will contradict something I said before? After a while, I just might, because he's asked so many questions in so many ways that by now I don't remember what I said.
They still think?
That I did it, yes. But that's only part of why I'm grumpy. Sit down. I need to talk to you about your Uncle Jack.
She sat, her hands folded on the table. Uncle Jack, he committed suicide, right?
It was a bit more than that.
Well, I know he was expelled from Scott, and then he did it, and you and Granddad blamed the school, and you never went back, and Granddad didn't either after he returned.